Gabe Carbonen, I asked you to pick up your favorite song from our songbook. What is the song you've chosen as your favorite song?
Well, a song that I really enjoy and is probably one of my favorites out of many is song number 387, Why Should Cross and Trial Grieve Me? It is a very beautiful song, and it has very much meaning to me.
What makes it to be so meaningful?
This song is so meaningful because it almost seems as if I wrote this song myself. But however, I know that I didn't, because Paul Gerhardt wrote this song in 1653. We can see that he, as a believer, had the Holy Spirit. There's no doubt about it that he had the Holy Spirit. From the words that are written in this song, because it unites, even though that was 1653, it still unites us today.
Is there a particular piece of this song that it's really standing out for you?
This song has a particular verse in it that really has a lot of meaning to myself. And that is the second verse, where it states, though a heavy cross I am bearing, and my heart feels the smart, this particular portion to me, the cross that I am bearing, is 20 years ago my wife denied her faith and left me. And that's the portion that my heart feels is this, the heavy cross that I'm bearing, and my heart still feels that smart of that, even though it's been such a long time ago. And my prayer is yet in my heart that the Heavenly Father will give grace onto her, that she could again have that hope of everlasting life and be a believer, that we could get back together.
A message that really comforts you?
This song gives me comfort in almost every single verse. There's a couple of verses that I'll relate to that do give comfort. We look at the third verse. If God gives me times of gladness, shall I grieve if he gives seasons too of sadness? God is good and tempers ever all my ill, and he will wholly leave me never. And this is so true, that we have times of gladness, but we also have times of sadness. Here on this earth, it will always be that way. God is good and he tempers ever. That tempers, you could almost put it in such a way is when metal, the people that want to build very strong metal can temper it to make it so it's very strong yet flexible. God is good and he tempers ever, and he will wholly leave me never. We as humans can leave God, but God will never leave us. Another verse that gives me comfort is this verse. Death does not destroy forever. From our fears, cares, and tears, it will us deliver. Death will close life's mournful story. Be the way that we may enter heavenly glory. We as humans will die, and when we die, we will be released from fears, cares, and tears. And as believers, this will be a beautiful thing, because in heaven, there's no sorrow. In heaven, there's no pain. In heaven, there's only joy forever. And death will close life's mournful story. Here that we have on earth, we have mournful times. We have happy times as well, but we also have mournful. And in heaven, there will be no mourning, no pain, no memory of earth, this life on earth. There will be no sorrow in heaven, and we will not carry that sorrow, obviously, to heaven. And of course, I would also think that there will be no memory of earth, and no memory of what happened on earth. Yeah, if we had memory of earth in heaven, we would be carrying those sorrowful memories in heaven, and that won't be so in heaven.
Is there a certain moments that you really go back and listen or sing this song?
The times when I like to sing this song can vary from time to time. I know that when my aunt passed away a couple years ago, I picked this song to be sung, and we sang it at some song services. And I have told many people that are younger than me that when I die and my funeral comes, I want this song to be sung at my funeral.
Songs have both words and melody. What do you think about the melody of this song?
So this melody is actually written by, or I should say, conducted, Johann George Ebeling in 1666. He came up with a melody, but the melody flows very good with the words, and I don't think that there are any songs in our songbook that actually have this melody, the same melody. It doesn't look like there is.
What do Songs of Zion mean generally to you?
Songs of Zion are, to me, very much like a sermon. When I was younger, so many of the songs I would just sing along and sing along by memory and not really pay close attention to the words. Now that as I've gotten older and I've had many more trials and all through my life, the words have, in many songs, have jumped right off the pages, right into my mind and right into my heart. And it's amazing how, when that happens, there are many times when I'm singing when I get emotional, because the meaning of those words can be so great and so touching and so meaningful. Another portion of this song, and like I say, every verse in here has meaning. The sixth verse begins as this: what is all this life possesses but a hand full of sand that the heart distresses? And isn't this so true that we here on earth, we worry about so many things so easily? What is it all? It basically, as a believer, to us, what it is just basically a handful of sand that the heart is just distressed about. Mm-hmm. And as a believer, the most beautiful thing is that we're believing when we pass away that we can go to heaven. Nothing else matters. And the verse continues, perfect gifts that pall me never, Christ our Lord will accord to his saints forever. We could get perfect gifts sometimes and we still might not be happy with it. Be perfect gifts here on earth compared to eternal life in heaven with his saints forever, that is what we all want as believers. That is our goal, is to get there. This here, what is on earth, is nothing. It's emptiness. So music, singing has always been special to me, and especially out songs and hymns of Zion, the children of God. And this new songbook that we have has many beautiful songs in it, many beautiful hymns, and many that I haven't even learned yet. There are so many, I can't number all of the songs and hymns that are so beautiful, both in English and Finnish, and that I really love to sing. But this one here has probably the most meaning to me, and even though it was translated later, and it's not one that has been in our songbook for a while, for as long as some of our songs that have been for many years and years and years. This one had come in later, but I truly believe that this song was obviously, from the words of it, it's got to be written by a believer. And I know that Paul Gerhardt has written other songs that are in the songbook as well, that have come in later. But the last two verses of this song, the seventh verse is, Lord, my shepherd, take me to thee. Thou art mine, I was thine, even ere I knew thee. I am thine, for thou hast bought me. Lost I stood, but thy blood, free salvation, brought me. God, the Heavenly Father, has known me before I was even born. And my prayer is that he will take me and bring me home to heaven. And lost I stood. Because of my wretched sinfulness, I was lost. But that blood that Jesus shed on the cross was for me. And he has brought me salvation. On thy way, I love and own thee. Keep me here that I ne'er from my heart dethrone thee. I love the Lord Jesus, and I'm praying that he will keep me on this pathway to heaven, and that I will never deny him. Savior, let me soon behold thee face to face. By thy grace, evermore enfold me. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing to look forward to. And I just hope and pray that I will be able to get there.